Hello, my name is Xavier Pouyat. I think we can start the session now. I'm Senior Program Manager in the Azure Media Services product team. I'm based in Paris, but the product team is based in the U.S., in Redmond. And the goal of this session is to present to you Azure Media Services, which is a cloud solution to build complete media workflow in the cloud in Windows Azure. So let's start. So I'm planning to talk about, as an introduction, to talk about the media industry, what has been the history of the media industry in terms of streaming and using IP technologies. Then we will look in details into Azure Media Services, which is a platform as a service product for Microsoft. I will talk about a video on-demand service workflow. I will demonstrate the portal where you can set up such workflow and you can set up Azure Media Services. We will talk also about a new feature we just added a few months ago, which is the dynamic packaging. And I will demonstrate, this time, I will demonstrate through a .NET SDK application the use of Azure Media Services and the use of dynamic packaging. And we will conclude the presentation. So before going into the history of the media for streaming, who knows Azure in the assistants? Can you raise your hand if you know Azure? Okay, so 70%, 80% of people. And who knows Azure Media Services? Okay, so half of the audience, great. So we will cover some details for you to understand perhaps the new feature we just added recently to the platform. Okay, so online video, I mean, we could say that it has been started in 1999. One of the first online events with the video was a US event, Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. That's interesting because they were using 30K stream, right? This is not, I mean, we used, I think, the double just for the audio today, I would say. So they were streaming video and audio at 28 kilobits per second. But it was one of the first, I would say, historic events. And after another important event in the US was the debate between Bush and Kerry in 2004. After 2004, Netflix launched their service in the US and they delivered nice and protected videos over the internet. A big and large event for Microsoft was the Beijing Olympics Games in 2008. We were using Windows Media Streaming. We were using Silverlight. And it has been used for live streaming with more than 2,000 hours of event. And also VOD, because one of the advantages of the project was to deliver the live event after as a VOD content. And so we estimate that more than 150 million people were watching the live stream and a lot of demand also for the on-demand version. Hulu in the US, Xbox Live in 2008 and after. And in parallel, I mean, we see the consumption of the bandwidth on the internet really increased. And it's going to be more and more. The ratio is going to be more and more for the video on the internet in terms of bandwidth. In Europe, a lot of project has been done around 2008 and 2009. So I can reference the BSkyB application on the internet. You could watch on Silverlight, you could watch streaming. The same in Italy with Rai, France Televisions in France with Roland-Garros in 2009, which was one of the first live events using smooth streaming. and Canal Plus and a lot of other broadcasters using this technology to provide their content. In US, we saw the launch of the services from Time Warner and Comcast also around 2009. Another event for us was the Olympics Games in 2012, so last summer. It was the first event to use Azure and to use the cloud to stream the content. So it was developed by our partner, DeltaTree, and they were using Azure to stream up to 3,000 hours of live coverage. And of course, all the live content was available as an highlight just after the broadcast of the event, and also as VOD archives. So first event in the cloud, and it was a very good test for us to test the Azure infrastructure for this kind of usage. So the bandwidth is going to be more and more important, and Cisco, for example, expect that 80% of the bandwidth on the internet will be used by video content. So that's a very important use of the bitrate today and in the future. So it's nice to be able to stream content, live content, on-demand content on the internet. Of course, it raises some challenges. The goal of Microsoft is to provide technology to deliver high quality video to any device from anywhere and at any time. And so the challenge today are that you need to manage multiple formats and multiple bitrate. A phone will not support the same codec or the same bitrate than a TV. And not the same format. So today, if you want to cover, I will say, 90% of the market, you need to output smooth streaming, you need to output Apple HLS, you need to output Flash. So the goal is to be able to answer to this need and to provide this format from the cloud. The other challenge are about the infrastructure. This is OTT technology, so if you have 100 users connected to your server and you double the number of users, you need to double your infrastructure or you need to add caches, right? So the more you have success, the more you need to pay for the infrastructure and for the CDN. Another issue is how to monetize the content, because most of the content on the internet is free. So that's really a big challenge, how I can monetize my content, manage advertising, and make some revenue from this streaming. Premium content needs a very good security, very good protection, and so there is, of course, a need for some projects to deploy digital rights management. And last important point is about the security. You need to provide some way to authenticate the user if this is a premium offer, or if this is a project for an enterprise, you need to authenticate and to make sure that your content is not going away on publicly. So that's for this introduction. Now let's look at Windows Azure Media Services. So we developed Azure Media Services on top of Windows Azure. So Windows Azure is the public cloud from Microsoft, and basically it proposes Fabric, it proposes storage, computing, and database. So we used Windows Azure and these core components to store the content and to compute the video file, but we developed additional API that are really focused on media to build your workflow. So you are going to choose which component you want to use. So for example, we have a component to do the ingest. You can upload your content to the cloud with this component. We have an encoder, so you could compress your uncompressed video file, for example, and create an H.264 version. We have some static or dynamic packager. It means that we can transform a smooth streaming asset to an HLS asset. We can also protect the content. We have a pre-ready packager online, so you could add a DRM protection to a smooth streaming asset, for example, from the cloud. And last piece that is available for VOD is a non-demand streaming server. So you could stream directly from the cloud. In green are the boxes that has been shipped in January, so which we have shipped the product in January 2013. On the right side, on the black boxes are the one we are working on, and we plan to release the live features later this year. So we will support live ingest, so live streaming, coming from an encoder on site. We will archive the content. We will re-encode the content in the cloud. We will be able to insert advertising, and we will stream the content, the live content from the cloud. The yellow box are really important for Microsoft and for our partners. We decided to make SDK available for partners who want to extend the platform. So let's take an example. You could have third-party encoder manufacturers that port the encoder to Azure Media, and then this encoder will be available as a component in Azure Media Services. So it's a way for Microsoft to extend the features, and it's a way for our partners to make business in the cloud and port what they have today as a separate software, for example, to port that in the cloud and make them available to any Azure customers. All these features are available through API, so that you can use any language if you want. This is REST API. And we provide SDK also. I will show you that later. If you are using the API to develop a full workflow, we will be what we call a build-on partners, which means you are a user of the API. A build-on partners are typically OVPs, so online video platform companies, people who are really building a SaaS solution for managing the videos. That could be a customer like a broadcasters or a telecom operators. So that's how the partner are going to use the API mostly to build the solutions. For large project, you need to cache the content if you expect a lot of users. So Azure has a CDN, which is called Azure CDN, CDN for Content Delivery Network. So this infrastructure will cache the content. So in fact, the more you have users, the more the content will be cached in the CDN, and your origin server in the cloud will have less load because of this caching. We are also working with partner CDN like Akamai or Level 3 or Limelight. They can connect the CDN to Azure Media Services. There is no issue on that. And last, because we want to deliver the content to many devices, we try to help the developers, and we are providing some library and some source code to a various set of players. So for example, for Windows 8, we have a client library, so you can integrate this library in your application. We provide some player framework source code for iOS. We provide some library for Windows Phone and for Flash. And we have a porting kit, so you can also have manufacturer of TV implemented, for example, smooth streaming from a porting kit coming from Microsoft. So this partners model is important because it extends the features. So let's look at the landscape we have, for example, today. On the upload, so on the ingest, you can use HTTP or HTTPS, which is supported by Azure. You can also use Aspera. Aspera has a nice UDP client. You could use to upload at very high bitrate your content. So you could expect to have to upload at 400 megabit per second or more your content to the cloud. It's use UDP, which means that you have a better management of failure, and you have a recovery of the upload process, which is really important for large file like a video file. For the encoding, we are working with partners like Digital Rapids, ATEM, Dolby. They are porting their encoders to the cloud. And later this year, you will be able to call an encoder from a third party and use it from the cloud without having to install any software. We have some other partners, so I will not browse all the partners, but an important partner, for example, on content protection with EasyDRM that can provide packaging and provide license delivery of DRM licenses. We are also working with the main CDN providers, as I was telling you, Akamai, Level3, Lamplight, and we are extending the partnership. So the advantage for you will be that, okay, you can start today with first-party technology from Microsoft, and then later you could add some feature, advertising, for example, insertion coming from a partner. So you could grow your service and test very easily without having to directly, you know, get the technology from this company. So I'm going to show you the portal in Azure. And we are going to do some upload of the file and some encoding too. Okay, so let's switch my. Computer. Okay, so this is the Windows Azure portal. Let me know if you have some issue to read the screen. And so in the Azure portal, you will find the media services tab here. And I have four Azure Media Services accounts. So to create an account, that's pretty easy. You go to New. You select Media Services, Quick Create, and you give a name like Techhead, Europe 2. You select your data center. So we are running Azure Media Services in 6 different data centers, 2 in US, 2 in Europe, and 2 in Asia. So here, for example, I select Dublin data center. And then you can select or create a storage account. So the storage account will be, it's using the blob storage of Azure. And all your assets, all your video assets will go in this container and will be created in this container. And so I can create the media services here. It takes a few minutes, so I already created one. So here it is, Techhead EU. And you see that we provide directly some source code in C# or Java to help you to create your first application using Azure Media Services. We also provide the keys. So these are the keys to access your account. So I have the name of my account and one of the key I can use from the application to access to the API and to the content. I have also a dashboard which shows the activity of the account in the last 6 hours or in the last 7 days. So you will see here, for example, the encoder data in, the encoder data out, the number of jobs, the number of failed tasks, and so on. So you could have a view of the activity of this account. We have a scale tab. This is an important aspect we will talk later. Basically, you can reserve streaming server and reserve encoders. So we will talk later about that. Content tab, that's a view of my assets. So each asset, an asset is a set of video files, right? So you could have typically one AVI or one MP4 files for your video. But a content could be a set of files, like one file for the video, but three audio files plus two subtitles XML files. So for Azure Media Services, an asset is a set, it's a collection of files. And you see here that I have two assets in the cloud, already uploaded and encoded, but I'm going to create a new one with you. So let's press the upload button. And then I can decide to upload from another blob storage in Azure. So I can access my blob storage here and select a file. Or I can decide to upload from my local hard disk, right? So let's go to my local hard disk. I took a video yesterday with my Windows Phone 8 device. So this one, it's a standard MPEG-4 file. So I'm going to upload this file in the cloud and encode it to HLS and smooth streaming. So the upload process started, and I should be able to see in a few minutes the file in the cloud. So let's refresh the content. Okay, so you see my new file is here. It's an MPEG-4 file. It is not published, which means that nobody can access to it. And now I can select the encode button and look at the profile that we provide. So we have three common profiles. We have playback for PC with Flash and Silverlight. We have playback for HTML5, playback for iOS. And we have also a lot of advanced profile like multiple MPEG-4 bitrate files or smooth streaming assets. So I will select, let's select playback on PC and Mac with Silverlight, for example, or no, select both. So here the encoder is going to encode to MPEG-4 to create a smooth streaming asset and to convert the smooth streaming asset to HLS. Okay, so now I just started a new job, which is an encoding job. And if I go to this jobs tab, I will see all the past job and the current one. So my encoding job is not there yet. Let's refresh the tab. Yes, here it is. So you see, I have a new job running right now in the cloud. And the job is a set of tasks. So I have two tasks in my job. First task is the encoding task. So really compressing the data, compressing the video data to MPEG-4 and to smooth streaming. And this one is a conversion task. It will create the HLS version of the asset. So I can see the progress of the job here. And we are going to go back later and see the asset that has been created in a few minutes. Okay. So let's look at a typical video on demand workflow. That's a simple view. In fact, you could do very advanced things, but let's start with a simple example. So typically, you will start by ingesting your content in the cloud. You will encode, you will package it, you could encrypt it, and you will deliver it to your devices. So the first step, the ingest step, it's a copy from your local disk or from another blob storage to Azure blob storage. There is several options. So you could pre-encrypt the content. So we provide in the Azure Media SDK, we provide a way to encrypt your content locally on your disk with AES-256 and upload the content which is encrypted. And it will stay encrypted in the blob storage. So we added an extra protection. It was required by a studio that wanted to protect the assets from the beginning when they use the cloud. You could use secure HTTPS upload. We could also optimize with you the network peering between your network and the Azure data center network. For big project, we need to make sure that we have the bitrate to upload a full catalog, for example, of video. Aspera is providing a nice option to do fast upload over UDP, and that's for upload. Then, once you have your content in the blob, you could manipulate it with Azure. You could encode it, and it will generate another asset in the same blob, which is the output of the job, basically. If you have three different assets to encode, by default, you will have a queue, and the second asset will be encoding when the first has been encoded. So you will wait. You have to wait for each encode to happen. That's a default behavior. If you want to be able to do multiple encoding at the same time, that's possible. You need to use the reserve unit option in Azure Media Services and reserve capacity. So you will select, for example, I want three encoders now. And then you will be able to encode three different assets at the same time. The three jobs will, of course, create three different assets, new assets in the blob storage. That's possible with Azure Media Encoder, which supports encoding to H.264 or VC1. That's the two main codecs we support as an output. For the audio, we support also AAC, low complexity, HEAC, Dolby Digital Plus, and Windows Media Audio. Then we can package the content to smooth streaming to HLS. And now we support MPEG Dash since, I think, 2 weeks. So you could, we released a preview version of MPEG Dash. You could package to MPEG Dash. I will show you that later. You could encrypt your content with PlayReady. So PlayReady will be useful to protect a smooth streaming asset. Common encryption is the format we support for Dash. It is used by DEC Ultraviolet to encrypt one time your asset and deliver the content, the DRM system with several DRM systems. So we support that for Dash. And you could also encrypt with AES. That's the kind of protection we support for HLS, for example. And later, we will have third party also coming with the encoder, coming with some extra features because they could implement what they have today in the encoder. They can port that in our cloud. So you will see more features coming from third party. We have a partner SDK for this to create what we call a built-in encoder or built-in component. Third step, deliver the content. So it's really transparent. It's really very, very easy to use. We are providing an origin service, what we call an origin service. And still here, you have two options. You can use a shared pool, or you can use dedicated origin server. The advantage of the dedicated origin server is that we will guarantee you the bandwidth per server. We manage the auto recovery, the redundancy, and the failover, so you don't have to bother with that. We will maintain for you. And we provide high availability for this service. Then for the CDN, for the caching system, you could use Azure, or you can use a third-party CDN. To connect a third-party CDN, we have features like IP whitelisting, which means that from Azure Media Services, you could say, okay, only this set of IP address can access my stream. And typically, that will be the IP address of the CDN. So by using this feature, you will make sure that the device or the customer will not connect directly to the origin server, but will always go through the CDN. So if you look at the full workflow, I mean, for VOD, we could say there are three steps, ingest, encoding, and deliver, and streaming. Pricing and service level agreement, it depends of the option you choose. So you could start with a free trial, and you could encode for free up to 100 gigabytes of content. But you could also use the share pool. So when you have a subscription, which is not the free trial, you will pay per gigabyte of encoding content. And if you reserve your unit, it will be the same price. Plus, you will pay for the booking of the encoder, which is 73 euros per month. An interesting aspect is that we will bill per day. So if you use, for example, one encoder for one day, you will not pay 73 euros. You will pay only a fraction of this amount. So the billing is per day, and here's the price per month. For the SLA, for the service level agreement, we have an availability SLA for the encoding mode, for share pool mode. But if you want to make sure that your asset is encoded as soon as you publish it, you have to use reserve unit. This way, we can guarantee you that we will be able to encode your content as soon as you submit the job. That was for the encoding price. For the streaming price, we have also the same option, share pool mode or reserve unit. So typically, the price of the egress of the output is the same that the Azure CDN. That's the same. If you want a reserve unit, so one origin server just for you, the price is 148 euros per month per origin unit. And one origin unit is in fact several servers. We guarantee redundancy for this service. And again, we will bill per day. So if you use only for one day, you will pay only for one day. So let's go back to the portal and see if the encoding has been finished. So yes, it's finished. You see that the encoding task is at 100%. We have also the HLS task, which has been executed after the encoding. So if I go to my content tab, I see two new assets. I see the iOS, the output intermediate PC Mac assets, which is a smooth streaming, and this one is the HLS version. So I have now two assets, and I can publish it. So let's publish it, which means that it is now available on the internet. And I need now I see that I have a publish URL data here, and I can copy this data. And this is my smooth streaming URL I can use in any smooth streaming player. So an example of player would be the health monitor. I don't know if you know this player. This is a Silverlight smooth streaming player, which has been designed to test your stream, so you could have a lot of statistics and data around the playback of the smooth streaming. And I insert my URL. So this is my URL. You see that I have the name of my account here, Azure Media Services account. I have a guide, and I have my manifest here. And I could play the content. Let's play it. Okay. So this is what I shoot with my Windows Phone yesterday. It is now encoded to adaptive bitrate, so I have several tracks. And the player will automatically adapt based on the quality of your network and the base of the screen that plays the content. You could also play directly for the portal. So you see there is a play button. And here we use a player which is based on Flash. So looks, yeah, it is a Flash player. And we developed a Flash smooth streaming plugin for Flash recently. So you could use the same stream for your Silverlight or for your Flash players. I will talk about this player tomorrow during a session on the client ecosystem for Azure Media Services. But you see you have several options. And because we have the HLS version here, So if you have an iPhone, you could connect to this URL here. Let's create one. Here it is. So you see. And this is an HLS stream. So we ask the server to, this is an HLS stream. And if I open the file, it will be a playlist for HLS. So this is going to work on iOS. So if you open this file on Safari on iOS, you will have an HLS stream coming from Azure and you will be able to play back the content. Okay, so I show you what we call static packaging. We did the first encoding to smooth streaming, and then we create a new version, which is an HLS version. But we have two assets, right? Two output assets. So you pay for two assets, for the storage of two assets. So we added a new feature, which is dynamic packaging. So let's look at the traditional encode. My video source, I encode it, I create, for example, multi-bitrate MP4 files, I package that to HLS and to smooth streaming and stream to the internet. So you see here I have three assets basically in the cloud. The encoding asset and two format assets. Dynamic packaging is going to be a little different. I create the same assets, which is a multi-bitrate MP4 asset, but the origin server will transform for you on the fly. When the client requests the stream, it will create the stream for you. But you will store only one asset in the cloud. And so today we support three formats. We support HLS, Smooth Streaming, and Dash. And as soon as we have new format, we could implement that in our origin server without any cost for you in terms of storage. That's very interesting. So in order to use this feature, you need to activate the reserve unit. You need to have an origin server which is dedicated to you. So that's a step which is mandatory. Go to your scale tab and add a reserve unit, at least one reserve unit for the origin server. You could use REST API, so I showed you the portal. You could use REST API to develop your application and do the workflow. We also provide SDK, so we have one .NET SDK, and we provided the source code of this SDK on GitHub. We have also a Java library for Windows, Mac, and Linux. And we have on the internet, I think some people also created some PHP library for Azure Media Services. So we are going now to develop an application and create a workflow in the cloud, but from an application developed on .NET SDK. So the demo I'm going to show you is, you could download it from the web. You will find the link in my presentation. And there is also an interesting reading from Nick Drouin from the product team around dynamic packaging and encoding and reserve units. So before developing the application, I'm going to explain to you what I want to do. So the idea would be to use the media services SDK and the storage SDK to take a source asset to get prior to upload the content, to get an authorization from the server, from the cloud, to create the asset in the Azure Media Services database, to upload physically the file to the cloud through the SDK. Once I have my source asset in the cloud, I'm going to create a job to encode this asset, which is a single MPEG-4 file, to a multi-bitrate MPEG-4 files. So this asset is going to be encoded by the encoder. Output is as a new asset, which is a multi-bitrate MPEG-4 file. And then I will use Dynamic Packager. And in fact, it's pretty simple. you just need to create a URL. And then what we call a locator. And the locator will have two forms. So if it's an origin locator, like this one, you see there is a guide. So you have the server name, the guide, and the file name and the type of content. Here I see that it's the smooth swimming asset. If I want to provide what we call a SAS locator, it's a locator to download one MPEG-4 file, for example, directly from the blob storage. And you see there is a container here, which is my blob container, the file name of the file, and the share access signature. So the first one is going from the origin server in Azure Media Services. The second one is not using origin server. It's just using the blob storage download mode, right? So to create my dynamic packaging URL, I'm going to ask the origin server to publish the content. I will get a URL, and by building at the end of the URL, by building the format tag, I will be able to request an HLS stream or a smooth streaming stream or a dash stream. Okay, so let's do the demo now. Okay. So let's start Visual Studio. I'm going to create a new project, which is a .NET or C# application. Yes. I will create a console application here. And the first things to do is to add the Azure Media Services SDK to the project. So you could do it by going to Tools, go to the NuGet and search for Azure Media. And you see here the Windows Azure Media Services .NET SDK. And I can install from here, apply to the application. And it will create automatically, it will download the library and will reference these libraries in my application. You could also do it from the command line. Okay, so now if I go to the reference, you see that I have a reference to the Azure Storage library, to the Azure Media Services client libraries to do my my application. So this is the main function. So I'm going to add some code here, which is the main code. So here it is. So the first things, let's perhaps increase the size. Okay, so the first line of code is create the clone, the media context. And I pass as a parameters my account name and my key. Then I will create an asset with the function create asset upload the file that we'll add later. I will encode it to MPEG-4, which is a function I'm going to develop. And I will get my output asset and ask for the URL locator. So one for the SaaS version and one for the on-demand origin version. So this one will be, for example, be able to create my HLS version, my dash, and my smooth streaming version. That's for the main part. So now I need to add some code. So the first is the upload features. So I have a function here that creates the asset. So you see that I'm taking my local MPEG-4 file, the azurevideo.mpeg4 file. I create it, I get the path, I use the context object to create the asset in the cloud. And then here, I'm doing an override to be able to get the progress status. And I'm calling the upload method to asset to upload physically, I mean, to upload the file to the cloud. I will resolve that. OK. Then this is my function to do the check of the status for the upload. So that's for the upload. Next, we need to add the code to create the encode, to launch the encoder. So this is my function to encode to MPEG-4. It takes as a parameter the string, the input asset ID, which is a guide. And I'm going to get it from the cloud. So here I have a function to get the asset from the string. I am specify which kind of encoding I want to do. So this is one of the profile. If you go to the web, you could find here all the task presets you can use. So we define what is CBR, VBR, and you find it here. You find all the presets we support in Azure Media Encoder. So for example, this one is, if you use this string, you will encode to H.264 smooth streaming at 720p max. We have another one for 1080p here. This one is not going to encode to smooth streaming, it's going to encode to several bitrate, MPEG-4 bitrate up to 1080p, for example. So that's all the profile we support, and we are maintaining it, and we are still working on new profile for new version of the encoder. So that's a profile. Then I will create the job. So a new job on the context object. With the, I'm going to name encoding with the name of the asset. So here, this is the name of my new job here. I'm getting the last Azure Media Encoder with this function. I create a new task, so a job can be a set of tasks. So now I have one job, and I'm adding one task, which is the encoding task. And as a parameter, I pass the media processor I got, which is the Azure Media Encoder, the preset, and some options. So I don't provide any option here. I had the input asset to the task, and I defined the name of the output asset. So the output asset, we have this name here. So I'm building an asset, a name here. Again, I define a job stage change override, so I can check the status of my task. And here, that's the line of code that's calling the job, right? So I'm going to submit my job here, and then check the status of the job here. I have a function just to check the status, and the last one, which is writing to a file some data. So I'm in the main here, you see that I'm going to write to file here, for example, some content. Okay, so I don't know if you are a developer, I'm sorry if you are not a developer, but you could see that you can use the portal if you are not a developer to test the product. And if you are a developer, I mean, you can do a lot of things and you can define, you know, a lot of workflow with that. Okay, so I think I have that. I need to add some code for the get URL. Okay, so this is the function to get now the dynamic streaming URL. So basically, I ask here 1 year validity for the URL. So my stream will be available for 1 year. I could set any time if you want here, or a few minutes if you want. I'm going to get the output asset of my job, create an access policy, which is the time or validity for my locator. And then based on the type of locator I ask, so this one is important, for example, I will ask the server to create a locator. So this is really what, this is the equivalent of the publish button I use in, on the portal. That's all. So this is all my code for the application. So let's run it now. It should work, I hope. So here my application is authentic, is going to authenticate against Azure Media Services. Then, okay, it just started the upload. So you'd see that I uploaded the file already. So it took a few seconds to upload the MP4 files. Now my application is building the job and will submit the job in a few seconds. Okay, so the job is scheduled, which means that it's not running yet. Oh, it's running now. So it's the state is processing. So the job has been is processed, and I could see it on the portal. If I go to job, I should be able to see the job also on my portal. Yes, it's encoding here, this one. Okay, so it's going to take, I don't know, a few seconds to encode. And then we will get the output asset and the locator to be able to do dynamic packaging. So 1% here. Okay, we are waiting for the encoding, so I will show you the scale tab here. So we discussed about reserving units. So you could here reserve on-demand streaming. So I need one here to be able to use dynamic packaging, but I can ask up to 5 units. So you see that we guarantee 200 megabit per second per unit output. And on the encoding, it's the same, but you can go up to 25 encoders. So 25 tasks at the same time that could be managed by Azure Media Services for your account. If you need more, you can ask, there is a URL here, and you can ask for more units. But there is some limitation in the interface to avoid any incident, I would say. That's for the scale. We have also this link resources tab, which show you which component, I will say third-party component or first-party component you subscribe in. So I'm accessing from my Azure Media Services account, my storage account here. I'm using the Windows Azure Media Encoder, and I'm using the Azure Media On-Demand Server. As soon as we have third-party, you will see more choice here. And for the developers, we provide sample code here. So you see that, for example, okay, I want some Java code to upload a video. And I have, okay, the first step is to install the Java SDK. And this is the code to copy, to use, you can use directly, that already integrates my authentication, my keys here. So this is the Java code to do the upload. Okay, so the encoding has been done, and you see here that I got my URL. So I have one MPEG-4 URL, which is the SAS locator, so it's using my blob storage. And I have three locator, which is the dynamic packaging. And if you look at the locator, let's look at the file here that has been generated. I can probably show you. You see that the smooth streaming URL here is the same that the HLS URL. is exactly the same, and the same for dash. So I just ask here the server to respond with a manifest, which is a smooth streaming manifest. And here I ask the server to generate an HLS version of the stream, of the same stream. And the same for dash. This is my dash request. So one file, one asset, one MPEG-4 file, multi-bitrate MPEG-4 file, or smooth streaming file assets, and three different outputs. And so here the server, my origin server, is going to transform on the fly my content. So let's try. So I can take my URL here. Let's go back to the smooth streaming player. Copy the new URL and play the smooth streaming version. That's for smooth streaming. We have dash, so let's try also to play with dash. So that's a beta version of dash output. So if I copy my dash URL here, and I have a dash player on Windows 8. I copy my manifest and load it in dash. Okay, so let's go to the, let's see the dash. Oh, sorry. If I go to the dash version here. Where is my dash? Let's copy again. This is the new dash manifest for the one who knows dash format, what we call the MPD. So it's close to smooth streaming manifest, but that's based on the MPEG standard, which has been finalized at the beginning of this year. So you find that this is the manifest that defines the bitrate for the video, and you see that I have also some information for the audio. So I have here one set of information for the audio here. So this could be played by any dash compatible players. We are using here MPEG-4, what we call CSF for the format. And we expect to see more and more devices supporting dash in the coming months. But we have some implementation from TV manufacturers today. Dash is used by HBB TV, which is a standard in Europe to do interactivity on connected TV. And so you could use Dash to stream to these TVs, basically. And then we have the HLS version, which you could use on any iOS or even on Android phone. So if you want to know more about players, I will do a session tomorrow at 10 a.m. On the client ecosystem, the HLS player, the smooth streaming player, and so on. Okay. So, to conclude, and then we will have some time for questions. I expect that you saw that we provide a quite flexible solution with Azure Media Services. It could be very easy to use because we have a portal with UI, so you could start without any development skill. But you could use any kind of development language if you want to do more. Our goal is really to make the technology so you could reach any kind of devices. So we are committed to support the protocols that are today used on the internet and on the market. We are working with partners, and we want partners to do either build-in component or to do build-on development, which means that using the API to do the full solution and resell the solutions to customers. We support content protection and authentication, and we try to bring technology in devices so we could protect the content. That's key. And we know that, especially for enterprise market, for example, you need to protect the content if you stream from the cloud. We are also working on making the advertising workflow better and work across all clients, which means that if you insert an advertising, right, you want it to be played on Windows 8, Windows Phone, iOS, Android. You need a good experience, a common experience on all the devices. So we are providing source code for players for this reason. The cloud here provides a new business model. You pay for what you use. So we try to make the price very easy to understand. But you see that you will pay only if you use the platform, right? You pay if you encode. You pay if you stream. But if you don't do anything with the platform, basically you will not pay, or you pay for perhaps for the storage of your current assets. That's very interesting because you could start small, you could prototype, and then if the customer is happy with the prototype, you could create the real services with the same architecture that you were using for the prototype. And so that's the goal, right? Is to be able to deliver to this from the cloud to any kind of device. It's a very interesting market with new devices coming every month, I would say, especially in the mobile phone market. We think that the cloud is really interesting for that, because we will manage for you the format. You will not have to take care of the latest, you know, HLS or Dash format. You put your content in the cloud, and you let Azure Media Services transforming it for you and delivering to your devices. Some resources, of course, if you want to know more, we have a full MSDN documentation on MSDN about Azure Media Services. So if you want details, don't hesitate to search for Azure Media Services. We have also a forum to exchange with the customers on Azure Media Services. And I will take questions if there are questions, but if you want to evaluate the session, here's the code to use from the application. So thanks a lot. And do you have any questions on Azure Media Services? And don't hesitate. I'm here to answer the questions. Yes, question. Okay, so question is, what are the format that are supported for the encoding, for the source file before encoding? So we publish the list of formats we support on the internet for Azure Media Encoder. Of course, for third-party encoder, that could be different. But basically, we support various container like AVI, Windows Media, MPEG-4, MPEG-TS. In terms of codec, we support, as an input, we support MPEG-2, MPEG-1, VC-1, H.264. In terms of audio, I think we support uncompressed, Windows Media Audio, AAC. I think that I don't miss any formats. Third party will be able to provide new format, new support, and we will also improve our encoder with new format later. Yes. Any other question? Formats? DRM question about DRM or authentication or? Yes, question. Yes, you're right. So the question is, you see a limitation of 200 megabytes on the upload side. That's only a limitation for the UI. So if you use the SDK or the API, you don't have any limitations. But we did put these limitations because we go through the portal when you do the upload, so we didn't want to saturate the portal. So that's just for the UI, the portal UI, I would say, which is not designed to be used by customer. It's just for you to discover the service and to understand the concepts. So that's why we put these limitations. Yes. Yes, question. For UDP? So the question is, for UDP, I presented the solution from Aspera. Is there a solution for a .NET solution for UDP? So the answer is no. I think we don't have today a UDP version. We cannot upload with UDP with a .NET SDK today, that, to my knowledge. So if you use the Azure Media Services SDK or the Blob Storage SDK, you will do HTTP or HTTPS, which is TCP. So Aspera is doing UDP, but because we use Azure Storage, you could develop yourself or find a tool that's using UDP, and as soon as you are able to upload to a Blob Storage, we can use this asset in Azure Media Services. So there are perhaps some solutions from third-party solutions that can upload content to Azure Blob Storage. For example, I'm using CloudBerry Explorer. So you could use that. I think it's not using UDP, but you could use this tool to do a drag and drop for your file to the Blob Storage, and then use the API of Azure Media Services to create virtually the assets and say, my assets, the files are here. They are in my Blob Storage. So because we use the Azure Blob Storage, it's pretty flexible, right? You can develop also, why not? We have some solution to do blob-to-blob copy, right? So you could also do blob-to-blob copy from one data center to another data center and use it in use the file in Azure Media Services. Okay. Any more question before closing the session? No? Okay, so thanks a lot for attending the presentation, and perhaps see you tomorrow for the next step, which is the client presentation. Thanks a lot, and have a good take care.